I didn't get you arrested, did I?
No, I was not arrested.
As the Peace, Media and Counterterrorism Project comes to an end, media practitioners, security officials, and media trainers have met at Royal Impala Hotel to review the 15-month-long project. The project coordinator, Ms. Gloria Lakay, explains how this project will help the media and security personnel to promote peace in the communities where they work.
I know that right now the 225 Ugandans we have trained are going down to the grassroots to share what they have learned on counterterrorism with other Ugandans, meaning that this is going to help in combating terrorism.
So anyone who knows Adobe Audition, you know Adobe Audition, please.
The director of the project, Professor Stephen Youngblood, expressed happiness about the new collaboration between the media and security personnel in the fight against terrorism.
It was especially nice to hear that these collaborations between security people and media have actually taken place, and that they've gone from the seminars and really put into practice what we've done. So it makes me feel good.
The public relations officer of UPDF 2nd Division, Lieutenant Ninsima Remijuma, was glad that this project has brought a better understanding between security and the media.
This project has assisted security personnel to come near to the media people, and they have realized that it is part of their source of information. They have harmonized with them how to work and how to serve the general public.
The Peace, Media and Counterterrorism Project was sponsored by the American Embassy, and it started on 1st December 2011 and will end in April 2013. It has been conducted in 6 districts of Uganda, and other beneficiaries included local leaders and risk facilities. Reporting from Kampala, Jane Angom.
Abdul Salam Ali
and Manja Daniel.
Peace Media and Counterterrorism Project has come to an end, with 225 personnel trained from 2011 to 2013 from media, security agencies, local leaders, and facility owners. Gloria Lake, the project coordinator, expressed her satisfaction at Royal Impala Hotel.
I am pleased because I know that right now the 225 Ugandans we have trained are going down to the grassroots to share what they have learned on counterterrorism with other Ugandans, meaning that this is going to help in combating terrorism.
A total of 12 seminars conducted, 8 in Kampala, 1 in Tororo, Kasese, Fort Poto, and Mbale. Some participants did trainer's course. Professor Youngblood, the director of the project, was very pleased with this collaboration.
I've been very pleased with the project. It was especially nice to hear that these collaborations between security people and media have actually taken place, and that they've gone from the seminars and really put into practice what we've done. So it makes me feel good.
Anyone else who took the online course who'd like to add a comment? Yes, sir.
Mending the relationship between security and media was a very important aspect of this course, as project participant Lieutenant Ninsima Remijuma, UPDF 2nd Division PRO, explains.
Project has assisted security personnel to come near to the media people, and they have realized that media, it is part of their source of information. They have harmonized with them how to work together and how to serve the general public.
This program was supported by the U.S. Embassy of Uganda. Reporting for Peace Journalism Foundation, this is Bwete Daniel Gilbert.
Very receptive for him, but in the end, as I shared with him, I never knew that he was instead investigating me why I was doing the course.
Really?
Why was I doing the course in anti-terrorism instead of receiving it as...
A two-day summit to review the Peace, Media and Counterterrorism Project in Uganda has kicked off here in Kampala today. The program saw 225 Ugandans trained on promoting vigilance and collaboration between the media, security and local leaders to spearhead the fight against terrorism. The director of the project, Professor Stephen Youngblood, has appreciated the participants' efforts of putting into practice what they have been trained.
So I've been very pleased with the project. It was especially nice to hear that these collaborations between security people and media have actually taken place, and that they've gone from the seminars and really put into practice what we've done. So it makes me feel good.
How receptive was he to that idea? Did he think you were crazy?
Gloria Lake, who has been working on the project, has also urged the participants to continue sensitizing people at the grassroots about the dangers of terrorism.
I am pleased because I know that right now the 225 Ugandans we have trained are going down to the grassroots to share what they have learned on counterterrorism with other Ugandans, meaning that this is going to help in combating terrorism.
The participants also vowed to utilize the knowledge and skills they have acquired to continue spreading the message of countering terrorism in Uganda, as Lieutenant Nisima Remi Juma, UPDF 2nd Division, PRO, explains.
This project has assisted security personnel to come near to the media people, and they have realized that media, it is part of their source of information. They have harmonized with them how to work together and how to serve the general public.
The project was sponsored by the U.S. Embassy Kampala and saw the birth of the Anti-Terrorism Coalition Uganda with 50 peace volunteers headed by Alice Zahura. Reporting from Kampala, I'm Joyce Nakato.
Alice Zahura.
Roberto Watt.
Terakaya.
Peace Journalism Foundation, Uganda.
How receptive was he to that idea? Did he think you were crazy?
He was very receptive for it. In the end, I never knew that he was instead investigating me why I was doing the course.
Since 2011, journalists in Uganda have interacted with security, civil society officials, and local leaders in a move for development of peace journalism. A U.S. embassy-sponsored pilot project, Peace Media and Counterterrorism, promoted by a Park University professor, Steve Youngblood, ends in April this year. Ms. Gloria Rake, the National Coordinator Uganda Peace Journalism Project, says this will have a long-lasting impact.
I know that right now the 225 Ugandans we have trained are going down to the grassroots to share what they have learned on counterterrorism with other Ugandans, meaning that this is going to help in combating terrorism.
Professor Youngblood says he is delighted with the collaboration between security and media in peace promotion.
I've been very pleased with the project. It was especially nice to hear that these collaborations between security people and media have actually taken place, and that they've gone from the seminars and really put into practice what we've done.
Program participants. Lieutenant Nisima, the UPDF 2nd Division Public Relations Officer, says there has been an improved knowledge and relationship in operations of the media and security since the inception of the project.
This project has assisted security personnel to come near to the media people, and they have realized that media, it is part of their source of information. They have harmonized with them and how to serve the general public.
If well followed up, both the media and security will easily collaborate and make a peaceful Uganda. A Major Wemba Fred, Joanita Ngaviroch, Mango Emmanuel, and Perez Rumanzi for Peace Journalism Network Uganda.